One day, Tommy, you're nervous to meet a girl's dad.
Oh, sure.
Then the next, you're trying to intimidate the hell out of a 15-year-old who's at your front door. That is, if you've decided to handle it that way.
Yeah.
Because if you are the father of a little girl,
mm-hmm.
you have to choose a path. Do I strike fear into the hearts of young punks?
Yeah.
Or do I play cool and hope it works out for the best? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it is after 9 o'clock. All my kids are in school. Everyone be cool.
I'm cool.
I can tell this story.
Right.
On Saturday, my oldest had a date.
Like a legit date.
Yeah, she's 14 years old, and there's this boy that they exchange phone numbers. She's like a friend of her friend, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, on Friday, she comes home, and she talks to my wife and I, and she wants to go to the mall with this boy.
So very cute.
Plan is, all right, we're all going to go as a family.
Mm-hmm.
The boy will be at the mall. We, the three of us, my youngest, my wife, and I, will walk around the mall and Stella can go do her thing until she's done. Well, my wife got called into a work thing.
Mm.
So now it's dad, date, and other daughter.
You're the family representative.
You got it.
Right.
So my 14-year-old, who's going on this date, tells me on the way that this boy is very scared of me.
Now, he's never met you.
No, he is not.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, oh,
this could be his show. First interaction on a date, too.
I don't know if he's ever been on a date before. My daughter tells me that he's nervous because he found pictures of me and I look tall and scary. That's what
he said. I didn't even think about that. You can do pre-parent research these days.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now, here's what's funny. My daughters found this hilarious.
Yeah.
Because they only know me as the big softy, not the menace to society that I actually am.
Okay.
But when she said he was scared of me, she wasn't lying. Because we get into the mall, and we are waiting by the Starbucks for this boy to make his appearance, right? And here he comes walking. And I could see it on his face.
Yeah.
This kid is terrified. And credit to the kid. He was very polite. He was very respectful. He sticks his hand out, shakes my hands, but he can hardly get the words out of it.
Okay.
He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then it's just silence.
Right.
Like we're staring at each other. He's looking me dead in the face like I'm a shark about to eat him. And my daughter walks over to give him a hug, and he was not even conscious of my daughter. He's just staring me right in the face like,
right.
Okay. So we're in a standoff.
He's petrified.
You got it. Right. Now, in that moment, Tommy, I had a choice to make. And it's a choice that the father of every daughter eventually faces.
What do you do, Pat?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you the scary man, or are you the cool man?
Yeah.
Is it better to try and intimidate the boys and arrest it in your girls? Put the fear of God in them? Firm-ass handshake? Stare daggers into their soul? Talk all low like this? Short sentences that don't really make sense? Just because a bob can't eat chili don't mean he's going to crab diamonds. Or...
yeah.
Is it better to put the kids at ease? Smile, ask them questions about themselves, get to know them a little bit, give them the impression that you are a nice guy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you are the one that had a dad.
Yeah.
Well, you were dating.
He was the buddy type.
In your opinion, now as a grown woman, what is the better dad to be?
I think for my situation, I always appreciated that my dad was like the guy that wanted to make everybody feel comfortable. I also don't know if you can actually fake being tough guy without somebody seeing right through it. Because I think if my dad came off and tried to be that tough guy, it would not have come across the way he thought it
would.
But
here's the thing. Your dad is a physically intimidating gentleman. He's got
He would have been fighting his own nature, you know what I mean, by doing that. And I don't think that, like, if he chose to go that route, anybody would have believed him, and it probably, you know, would not have worked out the way he thought it would.
So you're arguing, as a man, your path has already been laid out for you based on your actual personality.
I kind of think so. Don't you think, like, as a kid, you would have seen through that tough guy act?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't have worked anyways on you. So wouldn't it have been better to have that guy that you kind of feel like you could maybe be a little bit more honest with? Or he was being more honest with you?
Thoughts, Tommy?
I'm trying to think, like, when I was first dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been small.
Yep, little man.
And the first two girls I dated had southern dads.
Southern dad gonna kick your ass.
One owned a landscaping company.
Oh, that's tough.
And he was a rich guy.
Okay.
Had a house on the ocean. Second one, her dad, when I seriously dated, he was an electrician.
Ooh.
And big dude. And I was scared of both of them. And you're not going to want to hear this. but it also didn't stop anything that I was trying to accomplish.
Okay.
That, to my point,
yeah.
I was petrified of these guys, and I never wanted to have to deal with them, but I was still a douchebag behind the scenes. Mm. So, you know, you come in and you play nice. Oh, my God. You know,
Yes, I am aware. Yes.
And I was shaken, but I also, you know, was trying to make a move over here.
Okay.
I'm trying to be. Listen, man, we're talking.
No. Please go on. Please.
There's a reason why you're putting up this front is to protect your daughter from jerks.
Okay.
I was a jerk.
Uh huh.
But I can also tell.
I think you're going to get a better read on the kid if you're not a jerk.
Hmm.
Yeah. They'll let their guard down a little bit. That's a great point.
Maybe, unless those kids are savvy too. Because look, I knew what I was doing, man. I was playing chess when they were playing chess too. Like, yes, I was charming as hell. Parents loved me.
Yeah.
But I was also, like you said, a giant douchebag.
Mm. Yeah, like I couldn't picture you being tough dad. Like you were, you know what I did once, kid? Beat a boiler with a hockey stick.
Yeah. I did, well, yeah. I look tough. You guys, it's not fair because you guys know me too good.
But here's the problem. I guess my point is it doesn't matter what dad you are. That's not going to stop anything.
Oh, for God's sake.
The way you stop it is you raise a good daughter, right? Like, it has common sense. Like, I always love these guys that go, you know, they treat their daughters like they don't have a brain in their head, which they do. It's a little, my daughter's so dumb, she's just going to fall for anything.
Have trust in your daughter.
In your kid.
Okay, first of all, this is coming from a man who 2 hours ago said his mother was an idiot multiple times.
What's that got to do with
it? You have more trust in the way. This dumb woman who needs to shut up, stab your girl, my father controlled her.
But by the way, my grandfather?
Yeah.
Was that a-hole, I got a gun over here, get away from my house, and how'd that work out?
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but to your point that you made, it's easy sitting in a leather chair,
yes,
never having raised children, mm-hmm, to say, well, you know, trust that your kid's going to make the right decision. I trust my daughter, I do. Mm. But also I don't, because we all remember how easy it was to be all swept up in whatever was happening when we were kids. You wanted to believe anything that kid that you liked, girl that you liked, had to say.
But yeah, I think these kids are way more savvy today than when I was dating. Girls were just 1976 dumbasses.
Bro, my daughter is not dumb. She's a very smart girl.
She's savvy.
Okay, but
don't you think like there's some lessons you're not going to be able to teach her? She's just going to have to learn that on her own.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not here trying to
she's going to have to learn how to navigate this kind of stuff.
Understood. I'm not trying
whether or not you're tough dad or cool dad, she's going to be doing stuff, figuring stuff out on her own.
It was funny to watch. 252 WCMF. My oldest daughter had a date on Saturday. She's 14. She wanted to go walk around the mall with this boy.
Yeah.
And so me and my younger daughter went. We were at the mall while they were there. They just went and walked around and stuff. And I had to meet the kid. And my daughter tells me on the way there that he's scared of me. He's very scared of me. And again, my daughters don't see this because I've always been a big goof. Very kind, Tommy. Gentle, some would say.
Yeah.
Unless you piss me off. And I'm trying to figure out, as this kid's walking up to me, I felt bad for him, right? Like, he's terrified. He's shaking. Like, I can see. He can barely get words out of his mouth. And, like, am I going to be tough or am I going to be kind?
Guy? Yeah.
It was very interesting to see my oldest, who is very confident. She has no problem saying exactly what she feels. Like, when she was in the presence of this boy. Oh, no. She's like, hi. Hello.
All right.
It's just awkward for everybody.
Yeah.
Like she obviously has a crush on the kid, and it was adorable.
Yeah.
It broke my heart as a father, right? Because, like, I'm seeing things happen that I never anticipated happening this fast. But when you say she's smarter than that, she is. But that stuff kicks in. That love spell goes over your head, and then it's like, who's this kid I'm staring at right now? All right, let me ask the question this way, then. Because, like, to the point you made about tough dad, nice dad, right? All the dads that tried to be scary when I was a kid laid it on far too thick.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, far too
thick. That's what I'm saying. I think a kid could, for the most part, see right through it.
Because they come right out of the gate with the crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other problem is, too, and I mean this with all due respect, when I was 15, I was the size of a grown, like a large man.
Yeah, you're a big kid.
Exactly. So, like, all of the dads that tried to play tough with me, I was already bigger than them. And, like, I'm playing football and boxing. So, like, I'm lifting weights. Like, you don't want to do this. You know what I mean? Like,
I could beat your ass.
No, I mean, I didn't ever say that, but like in the back, you know, we've talked about
it. Your wife's pretty good looking.
What's best for your kid? Does my daughter, Kimmy, want to see me be a tough guy? Does that make her feel like her daddy loves her more? Or does she want me to be kind and give her a chance to get to know people? I can't figure that one out.
Which one is more embarrassing to her?
But she kind of liked the idea, at least I got the impression when we were driving there, that he was scared of me.
All right, but when she actually sees it play out in front of her, Which one is she going to appreciate?
I don't know.
Because, like, for me, like, I think as a kid, if my dad got, like, too buddy-buddy with somebody that I liked or somebody that I was dating, it was like, oh, man, like, now this is just another one of my dad's buddies.
By the way, it's happening to your husband as we speak.
I know it is. But I think as a kid, you see that and you're like, oh, well, this sucks. Like, this is no fun.
So then I should be tough guy.
I think there's a delicate balance because I think my dad went too far the other way.
Because if you're tough,
like, he wanted to hang out with us. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted to, it wasn't like, hey, I'm going to be cool with this kid and then give you your space. It was like, hey, you want to go play basketball in the driveway?
I think the other way, though, it just adds constant tension.
You mean the tough
guy
scary
act. The tough guy act. Like, it's just going to be constant tension, which I don't think you want either.
Yeah. And I think for you, I think the better move for you is to be a friend, because I do think that you will see more of who that kid is through being that dad than you would putting up a wall and just having that kid, like, kiss your ass all the time.
All right, let's talk about that, because I have had now two experiences with boys, with my daughter.
Yes. I know about the other ones.
So there was this kid over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then a couple of months ago, there was this other boy that my daughter
liked. She liked,
back and forth or whatever. So this kid, this poor kid, they went to this dance together, and then he was going to come to one of my daughter's hockey games.
Yeah.
But she's on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to hang out with me the whole
time. To just sit there and watch your daughter play.
Exactly. So these two boys were completely different. I told you about how scared the kid was on Saturday. This other kid was super confident, but not in, like, an arrogant way.
He was,
like,
more mature?
Okay. In the way you're thinking... Yes.
Okay.
Because you could tell this kid prepped.
Like, he knew how to handle the situation.
Well, no, like, he knew we were going to be spending time together. So, like, it's almost like he had, like, talking points he had prepared
okay,
for.
Okay, that's good.
Right? Yeah. And he's a 14-year-old kid. Like, we talked. We had some chicken fingers. He was a very sweet kid. He was very smooth. Maybe too smooth.
Well, yeah, because you signed up for that cell phone plan.
But you saw it because you were chicken finger dad.
But here's the thing.
You would not have seen super smooth kid or knew that he was that smooth if you weren't willing to sit down and have a conversation.
No, but, like, if he wasn't, like, you know, if my daughter and he weren't, like, you know, quote, dating at 14 years old or liked each other or whatever, like, I would have, like, walked away from that interaction. Like, that is a really impressive kid.
Okay.
He's a smart, well-spoken, right, like, outgoing kid.
Got his stuff together.
So here's the thing. Like, I look at this kid on Saturday, he was all like, oh, and I feel bad for the kid. I look at the kid, that other interaction, and I'm like, wow, that kid's impressive. But I don't know which one I want around my daughter. You get what I'm saying? You only see what they want you to see, man.
True.
Man! Because I could do what that kid did with the chicken fingers. I was really good at that. And again, douchebag.
So you're wondering what boy you want to see show up dating your daughter.
Yes, that's what I'm wondering. Ah, not so easy, is it?
Because I say in the end.
What?
Savvy kid, scared kid, they all the same boy. And I know you don't want to hear that, but they all the same boy. Boys be boys.
Don't boys be boys.
No matter what
boys
mask that child's wearing, there's the same boy behind that mask.
You're saying there's the faces of the stranger and they love to try them on?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thoughts, Kimmy, to someone who's not completely disconnected from the world?
I know boys.
I mean, I would.
I wouldn't say that in a microphone.
No, I went to summer school. I went to military school.
To an extent.
I went with some good boys and some grimy boys.
Grimy boys?
Yeah. It became a political party.
To an extent, I guess you could argue.
The grimy boys.
Yes, they both. Like your daughter and want to be close to your daughter, so they're both
That didn't sound creepy to you?
So they're both
if I said that, you'll be all creeped out.
Getting to know your daughter?
Because I know where she's coming from.
I would have said the same thing.
Like, they're both there for the same reason, so yes, I'm sure both of them
made a face! You made a face, you creep ass bitch!
Both of them have the same intentions. Like, they're there for your daughter because, you know, that's why they're on this date in the first place. So I don't even remember what your point was.
They're there for your daughter. I lost my train of thought.
Well, no, but I mean, she's not
wrong. You were saying they're both the same kid. And I'm like, no, they could be different. They could both treat her. You know what? What's the word? I don't know how to explain this. Like, either way, it could end in a heartbreak, for your daughter. And most likely, they're going
to
break up.
Look,
right?
I don't want my daughter to marry the kid that she dates at 14.
Yeah, that's my sister.
So maybe it comes down to who you want to be nicer about it. Or unless she breaks his heart, then it doesn't matter.
Well, she could also do that. Yeah. Okay, crush the kid.
Like, quick sidebar again. Yeah. Like that first kid I told you about with the chicken fingers and everything, really sweet kid. Like, I love this kid. I really do. Like, he's a nice kid. He goes to school with my daughter. And like 2 days after we had this powwow, she's like,
done.
Yeah. And I'm like, why would you do that? Poor boy.
But that's kids.
No, but you made him spend 3 hours with your dad.
I know.
And then you're like, okay, on to the next one. Like, why would you do that?
Actually, that's good training for the boy. That's going to be your life, bro.
Do you hear yourself now?
You're going to get dragged to things, and there's no payoff for you.
I know. Women are the worst, right?
Oh, God.
Like my daughter?
No.
You literally just said, get used to it, bro.
She's one of the good ones.
Get used to it. They're awful. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
No, you missed that segment. We're talking about girls now.
He's a girl dad, bro. This is him.
Okay.
Yeah. No, actually, this goes back to me in my early 20s. The chick that I was interested in, we worked at McDonald's out in Williamson.
Okay.
So she wanted me to meet her dad. She painted this picture like this dude, if I said anything wrong, that he was going to break me in half. So, you know, I say stupid crap all the time.
Never knows.
I'm literally almost to the point where I'm having a panic attack while I'm in the back washing dishes at work because I was so afraid I was going to mess up and say something wrong.
So how'd it go?
So, yeah. I honestly don't even remember. I talked to the guy. I'm still here, so obviously I didn't say anything stupid, but I just remember I was super, super nervous.
So there's really no information here.
I can't remember. It was 20
right,
years
right,
ago.
Right. You can't remember. So
was that a good way to go into a date, or no? Like, would you do that yourself? Like, would you act like the intimidating dad knowing what you know in this situation?
Oh, hell no. I would want to be like somewhere in between. Like, if you mess with my daughter, I'm going to be pissed. But at the same time, I don't want to have the kid like at the point where he's about to have a panic attack because I'm some intimidating dick.
All right. Well, Ben, hey, great contribution to the show, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Learned a lot about that.
I try.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Hey, I got a story. How's it end? I don't know.
Yeah. I forget.
Can I make an admission? Do you have something over there, Kimmy? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to admit something.
Go ahead.
Again, 252 WCMF. My 14-year-old, my oldest, she had a date on Saturday. And my wife had a work thing after my wife figured this whole thing out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me, my youngest, my oldest. We went to the mall, and she met the boy there. And on the way, my daughter tells me he's very scared of me.
Yeah.
And my girls can't understand this, again, because I'm a big old goof, right?
Sure.
When I found out he was scared of me, and then when I saw him, like, face-to-face, and I saw how scared he was, let me be honest with you, made me feel like a big man.
Okay.
Oh.
Made me feel like...
It was a little bit intoxicating.
Made me feel like a big, strong man. I felt like a big, strong boy.
But he's like a stringy teenager.
Doesn't matter. He was scared of me.
How old was he, 14?
14.
All right.
I understand how this sounds coming out of my mouth, but I'm being honest with everybody. The fact that I am physically intimidating to...
So did you lean into it at all?
But no, I went nice guy.
You almost feel like you didn't have to.
Well, that
you were already getting that feeling.
Done and
doing
done.
Doing nothing.
Well, it was like, you know what I felt too? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do him a favor and be nice guy because I already tell I'm so scary. I'm so intimidating. So then, how about this?
Yeah.
I'm telling this story down the hall because Breezy works on PXY. She had asked me. I had told her my daughter had a date. She goes, how did it go? And I had told the whole the kid scared of me thing. She goes, yeah, my girlfriend's scared of you too.
Wait, Breezy's girlfriend is scared of you?
Yeah, I don't know why. I go, why? She goes, because look at you. You're intimidating. And I'm finding out, do I not give off the nice guy that I thought I did?
I mean, you're a good kid.
But
we all have flaws, right? We're all God's children.
I know, she's scared of you because you're physically intimidating, or she's scared of you because she thinks you're going to make fun of her.
I hope it's not physically intimidating.
No, but you are loud.
Yeah.
Can we admit you're loud?
Yeah. Right? You know,
sure, I'm loud. Yeah.
You like to pick on people.
Okay, turquoise shoes.
And you don't know your limits sometimes.
You have made her girlfriend cry.
You made her cry?
You were here. It was
why?
Not.
I don't even remember why.
It wasn't a mean thing. It was a legitimate life discussion.
He's trying to be like a dad.
I was not. She asked me.
Oh, yeah. You're also a know-it-all.
I am not a know-it-all.
You're a loud know-it-all.
I'm a know-it-all.
He's trying to like teach her like what's like right for wrong.
You are misrepresenting the situation that
you
happened.
Give out unsolicited advice.
I do not do that.
Well,
when?
Always.
All advice is solicited.
I don't know why she continues to come to this room and tell us stuff, because the first thing you want to do is tell her why she's wrong.
Yeah, you shoot her down. Breezy, who comes in here, you shoot her down all the time.
I don't shoot her down.
Bro.
I would say you dad the conversation.
I'm a dad.
I know. I know,
but she's not your child.
But she sounds like my 14-year-old.
She's close to your age, right? She's in her
30s. Yeah, she's 30, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should I not have said that?
But other than that, yeah, you're a good person.
Shut up.
I mean, off the top of my head, I only have about 10 more things.
Okay. I don't know, man.
We're running late.
I haven't seen myself as physically scary in a long time. And it is, I'm not going to lie, it does feel good. It feels pretty good.
Oh, you also like to play psychological warfare with people.
And
you openly brag about it.
Do you hear this right now?
Psychological.
This is a man.
Okay.
This is a man. You want to talk about psychological
warfare?
You will
find the one little flaw in somebody and pick.
You want to talk about psychological warfare? This is a man who, back on the old show, had a box of donuts that he would move closer to each other. So two.
Like an experiment?
Two overweight men who were sitting next to each other would bump bellies trying to get donuts.
And I was wrong. They actually bumped heads.
You did that.
On multiple occasions.
Okay.
Yes. I would put out fat bait.
I mean, people here are scared of you, too. So, I mean, you can't just say they're scared of him.
Yeah, but mostly because they think they're going to catch whatever that did to his face. Shut up.
Oh, your mom?
Ugly ass, bitch ass. I'm coming. No, I'm coming hard.
So is she. Well, that's how it got all over my face.
Oh, my God.
That's what she said. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm going scary.
Why would you put yourself in that situation?
Let's leave it alone.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Shut up. You're not helping.
Sometimes you just got to hold your nose and eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm the bad guy. Let's take a break. Look, this is more of a you got to be kidding me than a, oh my God, check this out. Because we're not a list show.
Yeah.
We don't normally like to do lists. That being said, something that you may be eating thinking you're not doing terrible damage to yourself.
Yeah.
You may be wrong.
So it's like under the radar.
Yeah, because it's the worst possible fast food you can order in America.
Hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So sitting in front of me right now, we have the 5 worst fast foods for your health you should avoid at all costs.
So is this calories, sugar, or just everything combined?
Everything combined. For example, at number 4, the Wendy's Big Bacon Classic Triple.
Triple. So that's triple patty, triple bacon, triple cheese.
Wow. All of these things. Yeah. 3 burger patties, bacon, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion, ketchup, and mayo. Sounds delicious. It's got 86 grams of fat, 36 grams of saturated fat, and the sodium, not great.
What's the calories?
I don't have calories, but I...
It's got to be 13. 12, 13?
I don't know. Kimmy, you want to Google the calories?
No. Triple bacon.
Wendy's Big Bacon Classic Triple. By the way, I don't know if they still do it. They used to put as many patties as you
want. Yeah, I think they will still, probably, right?
I had a quintuple one time.
1,220 calories.
So I was close to 13, right?
Way to go.
12, 13.
The Burger King Bacon King is on there.
Well, it's the king of bacon.
6 slices of bacon, 2
patties.
Wait,
he has 6 slices of bacon. That's a half a pack of bacon, man.
They go on. The McDonald's Big Breakfast, that always shows up on this list.
So, but that's a combo plate, right?
Yeah, so it's the pancake, sausage, eggs, all that stuff.
Man, you get that syrup and butter on there, too. Yeah.
You ready for this, man? 158 carbs. 63 grams of fat, and 2,000 milligrams of sodium. So if you eat that, you're going to be a water balloon for the rest of the week. But
that came in at number 2?
That was 2. The number 1 worst fast food in America. Do you want to take a shot?
Is it a drink?
No.
Okay. So if it's not that, so we've already done Burger King?
Yep. Now, this is not the – okay, you're probably not going to guess this because it's not one that shows up in the fast food lexicon right away.
Mm.
In fact, we've only had these in Rochester for like 6 or 7 years.
Oh, is it a sub?
No. I will tell you. The Dairy Queen Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Basket is the worst fast food in America you can buy.
You think that wouldn't be as bad because you're not getting all the bread and all the side stuff, right?
It's chicken.
It's just chicken. It's just breaded chicken. So where's
it? Some kind of sauce.
So the chicken fingers and fries. And so it's got 6 strips, fries, 3,570 milligrams of sodium, 61 grams of fat.
That doesn't even sound like a big meal, right? It's a basket with just...
six chicken fingers.
Yeah, that doesn't... like, if you looked at that, you would probably think, oh, probably not bad for me.
So it turns out chicken fingers are very, very, very bad for you.
So the sodium's really high?
Well, that and the fat. So, for example, Popeye shows up on number three with their Louisiana garlic bone-in wings.
Okay, here's a rule of thumb I've learned over my years.
What's that?
If the first word in the thing you're eating is Louisiana... it's not good for you.
Come on, man.
Or any it's southern be state, good. Mississippi, Louisiana. Yeah. Like anything that has a southern state in the name.
Mississippi
going to be delicious, but probably not the greatest. Mm-hmm.
So I feel dumb.
Why?
Because I always assumed, I mean, look, I know fried chicken is not good
for
you. No,
but it's usually the white meat.
Yep.
And I get the breading and the oil, but I wouldn't think it's that much.
Nope, it's bad. It's really, really bad.
So it's worse than those burgers.
Yes, probably, no, it is.
But it's also like... as a kid, like what your chicken fingers, chicken nuggets.
Easy
it was like
eat.
The go-to thing. There's my parents were like, eh, it's chicken.
I've been feeding my kids chicken nuggets their whole lives. Yeah. What am I doing to them? Is that as bad as, I mean, they're not deep fried, I don't think. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even know.
So that so like fried chicken in general has got to be right up there just period.
Then. I'm going to put it this
like
way.
How does a bucket of fried chicken not, like KFC not rank?
Well, because that's not a meal. That's an or like that's this is per serving. These are individual meals.
Yeah.
By the way, the other stuff, at least with the chicken strip basket, they count the fries. The other stuff, it's just the burger.
That's it. You ain't getting no fries.
Yeah. I mean, like the Wendy's classic triple, the 86 grams of fat is just the burger.
That's just a sandwich.
Before fries and a drink.
I never want to look at menu calories ever again.
Nah.
Because you can't.
If you're going to go for it, don't look.
Yes.
Yeah, just enjoy your life.
You're going to feel terrible. Oh, whoa, yeah.
You're going to live your life.
You.
Tommy Fries used to call me. What?
Nothing.
I told you, I worked with a kid. Now, he was a kid when I was cutting meat back in the day. He would go to McDonald's. He'd walk across the street every day for lunch. He'd get two Big Macs, two large fries, and a chocolate shake. And then he would go back and work. And even then, that impressed me to eat. And by the way, we only had 30 minutes for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he had, between the walking, he would eat that on the way back to work.
The fact that he didn't fall asleep.
But he was a kid.
Amazing.
He was a big kid, you know, and then you burn it off.
So it turns out some of the stuff you would not expect there is actually not terrible for you. Because, look, we all get in situations.
Yeah.
You want to eat right, but I'm on the run. Right. I got my kids, whatever. Like, Taco Bell has put out this, like, Cantina chicken menu.
Okay.
That apparently is not bad for you.
I guess if you don't get all the loaded stuff, it's probably pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. By the way, some of them, I don't want any of this. I don't want a Wendy's apple pecan salad.
No.
Ugh. The fruit and maple oatmeal at McDonald's isn't terrible for you.
Right, but it's just a bowl of oatmeal.
All right, can I have a...
You're not really getting the McDonald's experience.
Can we have a conspiracy theory chat?
All right.
All right. So Chipotle has been touted as a healthier option.
Yeah, I mean, it's rice, guacamole, right?
Okay.
Chicken.
I don't believe it.
Well, is it a better bad choice?
Yeah, it depends on what you put on it, too. I mean, if you don't load up the sour cream.
No, I understand.
But you got the beans and stuff are good for you, right?
I feel it. Well, yeah, but we also thought the chicken was good for us, and it turns out that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
I feel like this is just a conspiracy theory that Chipotle is lying about how many calories are in there.
I don't feel, you know how like you, after you really indulge in fast food, you feel it.
Yeah.
I don't feel it when I eat Chipotle.
All right.
Like
it
I don't
hang
feel like, you know, guilt. Maybe it's just a mind trick, but I don't feel as like heavy and like bleh.
But I felt that same way when I eat fried chicken. Like, if I didn't, you know, if I just had a couple of chicken
fingers.
Maybe
it's all in my head.
That's why I think it is. Yeah. It's all in our head. We don't know what we're doing.
But sometimes they trick you into you thinking it's lighter.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you order a wrap over, I'm not going to get a sandwich, I get a wrap.
Yeah.
But that wrap is probably just about as bad for you as the actual sub.
McDonald's used to sell these chicken, fried chicken snack wraps. Oh, they
look I remember. There's a reason why they're delicious.
Oh, I don't know why they don't make them anymore.
I thought they were going to bring them back, and then, I don't know. Because everybody loved them. People go crazy for them.
252-WCMF, we're talking about the worst possible fast foods you can eat for your health. Turns out chicken fingers are way worse than you thought. Mm. Can I share a story with you?
No, I'd love a good fattening story.
So, like, I would get a McDonald's fried chicken snack wrap, like, on the way home from work every day for, like, 2 years straight. That was my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to London for the Bills game last year.
Yeah.
And we walked. I wanted to see what a British McDonald's was like.
Yeah.
Had to try it. We walk in, snack wrap.
You gotta be so they're back.
You got to be kidding.
In Britain.
Yeah. England's got them. We don't got them.
Mm-hmm.
Ordered it. Totally different. Not the snack wrap America. It's not a red, white, and blue patriotic snack wrap.
So what was different about it?
It was just, it was a completely different
wrap.
Oh,
it wasn't even the same
thing. No, it wasn't even the same thing. Right. But, like, I didn't, I got, so, there was no picture of it.
Oh.
And it came out, and I was, I almost wanted to be like,
did you forget some stuff?
Oh, was, you know, I'm an American, and you did this wrong. This comes from where I come from, and you did this wrong. I want you to fix it! Fix it!